You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Mule Shoe Fellowship with Steve Friscup. This message was recorded on July 28, 2021, and is titled, Who's for Sale? Grab your Bible, turn to the book of Acts, and let's join Steve in the message.
First of all, we really appreciate all of you. We appreciate the Curtises who have been filling in while we've been gone and doing a really good job at that. You know, it's pretty amazing. Those of you that have been here for the dang near 20 years we've been here now, you know I don't have a Rolodex. I don't have a roster of seminary students that I call when I'm going to be in a bind. Just got a really good group of folks that have been sitting and studying their Bibles. It's evident they're anointed by the Holy Spirit. Any preaching or teaching that comes apart from the Holy Spirit's not worthy to be in this building. And so we're very thankful for the leadership that we have around here and the maturity. People ask me all the time out traveling, they say, how's your church doing? I said, really good. They said, is it growing? And I said, what do you mean, head count or is it growing? Because the head count's not growing, it's not supposed to. You see, if your head count's growing, you might want to check your message. But if your people are growing, if your people are serving the Lord, you got to be real careful. I've had a couple interesting visits here as of late. It's pretty amazing to me how many people think that Jesus Christ will be your Savior without being your Lord. Scary thought. And so, true Christians grow. I don't know how you grow organizations, and I don't know how to do the programs. I know how to fix the message where you fill every seat, but I really don't care about filling every seat. I'd just soon wind me up about half a dozen and send them out that door that's ready to charge hell with a water pistol and stay hooked for 20 or 30 years. I'm about done preaching to people who want to stay hooked for 20 or 30 minutes. And we're pretty short-minded people. We driving around the country, there's a lot of issues in our country today. A lot of things being talked about. And we're getting on the gas now. We're almost to the 1st of August. So now everybody's getting ready to go to school. We got a lot coming down from the outhouse upstairs. You know what falls out of an outhouse? Well, we got a lot of it coming down from up top. And people down here at the bottom are pretty stirred up. And it's been pretty interesting. I got to thinking about it here a lot while we've been traveling. While we were gone these last couple weeks, we took off, for those of you who didn't know, we started in Valentine, Nebraska, which is on the west side of Nebraska, just on the South Dakota line. Then we went back down to the Kansas line, to Franklin, Nebraska, right smack in the middle. And then we went up to Crofton, Nebraska, which is 6 miles south of Yankton, South Dakota. So we covered a pretty good swath. And then while we were there, a lot of you know a real, real, real good friend of mine passed away while we were in Nebraska. So we went to Oklahoma, dropped the camper off, came back home, got some fresh clothes. Turn around. That's why we wasn't here last Wednesday night. Went back to Oklahoma, did his service on Thursday, and had a horse sale in Fort Worth Friday and Saturday. Came back home Sunday, turned around Monday, went back to Cheyenne, Oklahoma, and did a county by county Monday night that was absolutely amazing. The county by counties, these little old towns we're going to, 800 people, 700 people in the town. There'll be 150 people show up to the meetings. God's moving. Without having to preach about heaven or hell or anything else, all of a sudden men and women are wanting to give their lives to Jesus. just out of necessity of life, knowing that you need to become a partner with God himself, and we all need his help. And so it's just been absolutely amazing. And we're glad to be home, and we get to stay home for a couple of days. So we're really, really tickled about that. More than we probably can express. But Robin, she wants to tell everybody high, but she had a little cold thing, and you know how it is nowadays, cold and flu and allergies are no longer a thing of the present. We don't have those sicknesses anymore. We just have COVID, new COVID, and the next COVID. So she doesn't have any of the above, but she can't talk. She's feeling good. She can't talk. She said, I'm just not coming up here and squeaking around and letting people wonder if they need to go home and get dipped in kerosene or whatever. And she said, I'll just leave you alone. She said, I love you. I wish I was there to see you. So that's what we've been doing a good bit while we're gone. But here's the deal. While as we travel from town to town and we have these meetings, there are issues in our country that rural people want to talk about. Like down here, I don't know how many people are familiar with a Biden thing called 30 by 30. See, they were going to do 30 by 20, but 20 got here and left, and they didn't get that done. It's all tied to environmentalists and the Green New Deal and global warming. But it's an acquisition. It's a land acquisition of about 30% of the land, I think. There's sure 30 acres off everybody's deal that's got that much by 2030 of the federal government. So when you're going across Nebraska, that's a big deal. Everybody want to talk about 30 by 30. So everywhere we go, we're talking about the protectionary measures of the local level, the local church, the local community, to protect ourselves from the things that are coming down, the unconstitutional things that are coming down the pike. Then the next big deal, the closer we got to Lincoln, Nebraska, the closer you get to the Metroplex, same way here in Texas, it's critical race theory. I'm not going to dilute the name. It's hogwash, and I'm not going to pretend like it's another name. I'm not going to remove the word race. The word race is throughout the Old Testament, this Bible, as God created humankind of different genders and different races. And so not one meant to be superior than the other, not one meant to oppress the other, just different races. And I'm going to tell you, I don't care what color you are. I don't care what your background is. If you have the intelligence to raise the bar, do right, and create a better atmosphere for the generation to come, if you're 56 grumpy old white men 244 years ago, but that was your plan and you heard from God and you risked life, limb, and estate and family and everything to create this United States of America, God bless you. And every one of you that are different than some grumpy old white man, you get to enjoy the benefits of what they did, not an oppressive spirit. Yeah, we went through some adjustments and this and that and other, but I'm not going to play your game, and neither is anybody else in Bailey County or anybody else that lives out here where the acres outnumber the people, where we have an IQ over 12 across the board. We're just not going to do it. And so, but that's the issue. Now you got, in our travels for 14 days, it was 30 by 30 and critical race theory. It's not about what you're hearing, it's what you don't hear. Do you know what's no longer on the table? Gender neutralization. There's not a bigger abomination to the God of all creation, yet we don't talk about it. Goes against everything of God's nature and the God of those laws of that nature. And we're done talking about it. You know, 30 years ago, we quit talking about divorce. See, I'm telling something really good. This isn't just about what you hear, it's about what you don't hear. And all of a sudden, humankind in their short memories, all of a sudden we've moved on to the next two things. How does a progressive movement move in ungodly behavior? It's just every week there's a new thing and a new thing and a new thing. So as we momentarily address every new thing, we forget the old things. If we don't begin to talk about these things as a community, if we don't talk about these things as God's people in the earth, if we don't find right answers, if we don't find, you know, as you drive around the country, you find people that are affected by some of these things, and they're fairly intelligent about it. But when you step 2 yards away from the guy who's immediately affected, the next guy in line doesn't even know what you're talking about. It's the craziest thing you ever seen. These things are set to totally dismantle and destroy everything promised to the next generation. And we don't talk about it. So as I've pondered these things driving around in my pickup, and I've visited with people all over the country, and believe me, I'm not the smartest guy on the planet, but I've darn sure learned a lot, listening to other people and interacting with other people and having town halls, having assemblies. We've got to start tending to some of this. I'm very proud of how this community right here is affecting our community. We got a lot of neat things going on. We may actually get asked to aid and assist over when you get over in New Mexico, because school's fixing to start. Now, you're fixing to get to deal with a lot of stuff. So if you're part of the drop-off group where you just drop them off and you don't tend to anything, I want you to know what you're dropping them off to. We're going to have big debates about mask mandates. We're going to have big debates about mandatory vaccines. I've stayed real quiet on that one. But I'm done. You choose for yourself what you decide to do, but let me tell you, it wouldn't hurt you to do the research. And I don't care what you've already done or what you're thinking about doing. I'm just telling you right now, be wise in what you do. And let me tell you something else. People with a lot of letters behind their name, I don't care if you're a professor or you're a doctor or you're a theologian. You may be as full of as much poo-poo as any cow on the planet. Your letters do not impress me anymore, because indoctrinated robots are of no benefit. I've said it publicly to thousands of people that Dr. Fauci is very easy to tell when he's lying to you. His lips are moving. You do it how you want to do it. But I'm going to say it for the first time publicly ever since this all started. I'll take a bullet before I take the needle. I'm not going to go into why, but I got a real good reason. I got a real good reason. And I'm ticked. So, enough said about that. But I'm going to tell you, if you don't start drawing a line in the sand, critical race theory is not coming to our school either. Hope it doesn't come to yours. I bet you $100 there won't be a mask mandate here either. And mandatory vaccines are unconstitutional. You do not have to. You do not have to. And you know what else? They're just going to find another COVID. You know why? Because the people they want to control and the ones they want to manipulate showed them firsthand 18 months ago that we would stand up and drink the Kool-Aid. So just for the record, when this Delta, whatever they got going this time, and maybe next one will be Yankee Doodle Dandy COVID. I don't know what the... Whichever one they have, those front doors will never be shut again. So if you don't have a place to worship our God, you're listening on this thing there, you come to 710 East American Boulevard, because I ain't locking them doors again. And I ain't going to jail either. So you better understand that good when you show up, because you may have to do something you didn't plan on doing that day when you got out of bed. I ain't doing it. That's my little warm-up talk for today. I've done made up my mind. Let me tell you something. If one syllable is true, then the whole thing's true. And if God be for me, who be against me? And if no weapon forged against me shall prevail, that includes COVID. And that includes idiots in the White House. And that includes state police. That includes tyrannical unconstitutionalism. My God is for me, and I'm not afraid. And my God promised, so in the spirit of Joshua and the spirit of Caleb, forgive me if I just don't let you arrest me today, but my God said, this is what we're going to do. Now, when you talk like that, you can full well expect to have a lot of empty seats. So be it. If I'm wrong, somebody tell me. If I'm headed down the wrong trail, somebody tell me. But I'll tell y'all, just like we've told people now, and I don't know how many states we've been in, how many towns. I've been floating this boat in a lot of water, and ain't nobody found any leaks. So if this boat floats, and I'm going to tell you, just like Noah told his family, you better get on it. You better get on it. So, we'll have fun for the rest of the night now. I promise. I promise. Look, the reason we do this, I got people who know school board members and school board members in here and different leaders and different things. They're terrorizing your children. And they want to feed a load of baloney. There's a category that comes under. It's called action civics. Not true civics that gets taught in school based on history and law and civil obedience and civil disobedience. It's action civics. It's a kind of civics that's created by theologies and men's thinking. It's based on subjective reasoning. That's been the downfall of America and downfall of the church, because they don't believe in absolute truth anymore. So we're reliant on subjective reasoning. And so now they call it a tool of analytical thought. That's why the word critical comes in. It's a tool of analytical thought. So it's even be used in your seminaries. Don't let me tell you which denomination in the last weeks couldn't get it right on this one. The largest denomination on the planet couldn't get it right on CRT because of indoctrination and because they want to fall into the trap of subjective reasoning. Therefore, you think analytical thought is a tool, not based on fact. Not based on absolute truth, but the theologies of men, the ideas of men. See, I've been practicing here. I'm fairly well versed in some of this stuff. You better know where the enemy is, and you better know what caliber of bullets he's got in the gun. And the suppression of the white male, and especially the Christian faith, is the underlying current of action civics taught through critical race theory. It's being brought to your schools, not through the government, but through teachers' unions. Yeah, that we all have to adhere to. So in case there's a preacher or somebody watching on the other side of this thing, this is how you talk when you get in a group. If your group is not already going to heaven, you must have left something out. This is how you talk when you get in a group. You talk about things that are important. And so, anyhow, here's the other thing that's important while I got y'all's attention. Next week, anybody's listening out there around, we'll have the baptism set up next week. We're going to take communion here next week. We've got some things going on for covenanting with each other and some things like that. So that'll all be happening next Wednesday. Also across the street, here's the other thing that y'all have done right here in Muleshoe. You've put your money where your mouth is, and you're affecting your community. We've got a lot going on from the school system on down, but across the street where we've done the stuff, and I'd like everybody to give Alan and Carolyn a hand, because they have busted their hump over there now. I mean, they have done it. That old thing, I don't know how many of y'all have ever been in there, but man, you walk in there now, we've only got the food pantry part pretty much, it's done. A few little old things. They're working on the next part. We're going to have rooms for, where if you want to have your weekly Bible studies there, kind of a little coffee area, prayer room, a place to facilitate when we're doing food pantry stuff over there. When they are, we can be available to pray with people, have Bibles, things available, literature, anything like that be available. And then the third part over there is going to be totally redone and be used by the Bailey County Child Welfare Board, who has also lost their facility in the shuffle. And so we're going to create an awesome, awesome place for benevolence in our community with all entities. It's not a Mule Shoe Fellowship thing. We just own the facility. But all these things that are already in place now have a totally paid for, all bills paid place to do what they want to do. And so here's how the food pantry thing is going to go. Chris Martis has kind of been heading that up with April. But on August 17th, for all of you who are kind of interested, they're gonna move from the old building up here, whatever's left that needs to be moved, at 10 in the morning on August 17th. On August 23rd at 6 p.m. in the evening, they're gonna have training for all interested in volunteering. And so I figure there's quite a few of you that might be interested in some of that. So right over there at the building on the 23rd at 6 p.m. That Wednesday night on the 25th, we're gonna go over there first at 7 o'clock, and they want to feed us ice cream. As kind of a big thank you for everything everybody's been doing. Alan, you and Carolyn can have 2 scoops. And they're going to give us ice cream, and we'll come back here and do whatever we want to do. On August 28th at 8 a.m., that'll be the first day of food distribution will happen over there. Let me just give testimony right quick, because it was halfway through the month of June, wasn't it, Alan, when we first did it? When did we buy that thing? But I'm telling you, it happened last part of May, and then we signed off on it sometime in June. We got got it done. Chris Martis walked across the road to my house last part of May. We were over there roping, and he said, would y'all be praying, because I think we're going to lose our building. They've had a building that's been graciously let them use for years, years and years. And I said, well, Chris, what would you like to have? He said, well, if we could just have a metal building with a roll-up door where we could use a pallet dolly and some things, because they'd just been carrying it through them little old doors and doing all that. And I said, man, that's awesome. Me and Robin, she's always thinks ahead of me, and she said, we'll just build them a building. I said, oh, honey, there's a lot of used buildings around here. We might find some. Well, by the time I woke up that morning, I thought, you know what? She's right again. We'll just build them a building. So I walked in, and Alan's here, and Curtis, and I don't know who. And I said, hey, we need something for the food pantry. Let's just find a piece of land, build them a building. Alan says, what do we want? And I said, metal building with a roll-up door. I said, that's what he told me. Just need a metal building to roll up door. Well, we was fixing to have our Bible study. As soon as I got through teaching Bible study, Alan come over and said, hey, Chad took a job with school. You want to sell that building? It's a metal building with a roll up door. We had our second business meeting we've had in 18 years. Me and three other guys went and stood on the porch, looked across the road. I said, well, what do you think? They said, well, we probably ought to get it. We whistled old Chad. He was getting in his pickup. And I said, come over here. He pulled over there, and I said, you want to sell that? And he said, yeah. And I said, how much is it? And he told me. I said, stick your hand out. We're going to buy your building. And we made some plans and went to work. And we're limitless because of y'all and because of the work those two have been doing. We're limitless on what we can do to improve that facility. God has overflowing, taking care of everything we need. We can make that as nice as you can possibly make. That old building's got central heat and air in it now, and it's all painted, and the floors are all shiny, and I mean, it's slick unit now. If we wasn't a church, we'd have dances over there, but it's a nice deal now. Hey, well, we already screwed that up here, but, you know, that's what they used to do here before we showed up, but all that being said, Chris couldn't hardly believe it. The next morning, I called him at 7 o'clock, wake him up. And I said, hey, buddy, you got a building. He said, what?
Well, that concludes this segment in our message, Who's for Sale? Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. We're on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. For Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.